Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom by Kandav Vav. We're talking about the eighth line of the two dots with the words Bar Shaina. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Memzar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish. Amos should have an Aliyah. So Rabbi Mishnah had said the Malakid Adam Atomis of Ima Benish Simchi Loi that Ancha might a person allowed to gather the bones of his father and mother because it's Simcha for him. So really, Gemara explains why that is. Bar Shaina originally Hayu Kaven Oyson Ma Moiros would bury a person in deep pits and that was without a coffin. It would just be left over there. And his Achal Basar then once the flesh decayed Hayu Malakid Atomis they would gather the bones of Kaven Oyson Barazim and then they would bury them in Razim, which is Arazim, it's cedar coffins. Now, this wasn't Cholamite, it was just a regular day. That day they would mourn because they were transferring the bones, but the next day he was very happy. Learned to say that his father's, meaning his parent, now has had a little bit of a rest or an ease in their judgment. And that's because as long as a person has flesh on their bones and it hasn't decayed yet, they have very strict judgment upstairs. Once that flesh decays, though, the judgment becomes lessened, and that's why originally they wouldn't bury them in a coffin in order to speed up the process of the flesh decaying. And that's why, as Rameir says in the Mishnah, it is an element of simcha for him because now he knows that there's less of a judgment on his parent, and that's why it's allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi argues because at the end of the day, there is Avelos. If it wasn't Chol HaMoed, there's actually Chiyo Avelos for one day. Now, Tanu Biva Brisa, Maver Arn Makal Makim. If a person transfers a coffin from one place to another, Ein Bem Shum Likud Atzamos, it's not considered Likud Atzamos. There are Acha Hadada to Amar, but Arn Shal Evan. That's talking about a stone Arayin, Aval Arn Shal Eitz. But if it's a wooden Arayin, Yeshua Mishum Likud Atzamos, that is considered Likud Atzamos, and that's because stone is like the ground. But what is different, and it decays and it rots, so therefore it's more like Likud Atzamos. Amalei Biyasi told him, Afilu Tam Bar Shal Eitz, even if you want to say wooden Arayin, Ein Bem Mishum Likud Atzamos, it's not considered Likud Atzamos. And for the clarification, Ezu Likud Atzamos, what does that mean? Likud Atzamos, Sumavirin Papi Karsin, Mimakal Makim, that's moving the bones in a kerchief or a cloth from one place to another. And Vitani can be rest like this, Likud Atzamos, Malakit Etzem, Mishasach Labasar, the bones are literally gathered up once the flesh decays. Dar Chag says, Bashem Rav Zaira, Likud Atzamos, Kishmayan, Likud Atzamos is literally as they sound, meaning he's literally physically picking up the bones and moving them, not even in a kerchief. Now, Tani, we have another din, Ein Shmuel Likud Atzamos. There's no din of Shmuel by Likud Atzamos. That's a person's immediate relative had passed away and they didn't know about it. They only found out later. As we're saying, Shmuel, they found out later. They heard afterwards that the person passed away, so then they have a chiva avelos. There's different halachas of regarding when they heard, how long they would have to sit in avelos for. What this Bryce is saying is that there's no din of Shmuel for Likud Atzamos. If a person heard that yesterday they moved the bones of his close relative, that's not something you have to sit in avelos for. Now, Rav Chag clarifies, V'ushasham al-machar, that's only if you heard the next day, meaning if you heard the day after they were malakid Atzamos, so then he doesn't have to sit a day in avelos. Avolim shom bay bayayim, but if he heard that day, Yashmuel Likud Atzamos, and there isn't a Shmuel Likud Atzamos, even though he wasn't involved in the Likud Atzamos, he wasn't the one that moved the bones of his close relative. Since he heard about it on the same day that it was done, he has a chiv to be in avelos for one day. Ask the Gemara of Yashir Likud Atzamos, is there a shear for Likud Atzamos? Does there have to be a particular amount of bones that's moved? Tan Nekumchi Kumir Abzaira, Nekumchi, who's the name of Chacham, he taught from Abzaira, ain't shear Likud Atzamos. There's no official shear for Likud Atzamos. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had said about 10 lines up. Rav Acha said, the din of Likud Atzamos does not apply if those bones are in a stone coffin, but yes, if they're in a wood coffin. Or Rav Yosi had said that even if they're in a wood coffin, it's not considered Likud Atzamos. So Gadar of Mana, it's like what happened with Rav Mana, that Harili Rav Hilda Kifra, he paskin from Rav Hilda of Kifra, Likrei L'Sabel Krav Acha, that he should tear his clothing and be Misabel, like Rav Acha said, that when bones are moved in an Aron Shel Eitz, it is considered Likud Atzamos. However, Shaloili Tamos, Krav Yosi, he paskin Rav Yosi, that this is not considered Likud Atzamos in regards to becoming tummy to a mace, namely a kayin is not become tummy to his immediate relative if his Likud Atzamos is being moved in an Aron of Eitz. So take the chumras of both Rav Acha and Rav Yosi. More discussion on the Likud Atzamos. We have a rise of Likud Atzamos in Omer Malehen Kinim Venehi. They were doing Likud Atzamos. We don't say Kinim Venehi. This has to do with eulogies and wailing and crying that women used to do, and also in Omer Malehen Loi Birch Savelim Loi Tanchumi Avelim when doing Likud Atzamos. No saying Birch Savelim or Tanchumi Avelim. We just clarify what this is. Elohim Birch Savelim. What is Birch Savelim? Mashein Omer Beis HaKnesses. This is what they used to say in the Shul. And Elohim Tanchumi Avelim. What's this? Mashein Omer Beshura. This is what they used to say in the Shura in the row right when they finished the Levaya. And Tanu we have a brisa Avol Omer Aleim Devarim. Nonetheless, Devarim are said. The question is about Devarim. What exactly is this Devarim that's being said by Likud Atzamos? And Rabban Amri, they say that Kilusin, praises are said. Praises are either said about the mace or maybe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Mamus and Machaye. So these things, these Kilusin, are said by Likud Atzamos. Now we continue. The Mishnah said, V'loya Ayr al Mesai. A person's not going to be Ma'ayr on his mace. He's not going to awaken or bring up a discussion regarding a mace. The question is, Ezu Yirur, what exactly is Yirur? The answer is, Maskir Ben HaMesim, to mention him among Mesim, which means if we had another mace that is allowed to be mentioned on Chol HaMoed, a different mace who is not allowed to be mentioned, this other mace had already been buried previously a while ago, so we're now to be Ma'ir, we're now to bring up his memory and mention him as well. Now the Mishnah said, V'leis Bidenu, no giving Haspedim eulogies on Chol HaMoed. Now the question is, Ezu Hasped, what is Hasped? The answer is, Shu Aysol Hasped Fnei Atzmai, that's giving a Hasped on this person by himself. But This is all referring to a person who had passed away a while ago. But if it's a brand new mace, so then it's permitted. Now the question is, what does that mean? The person's new or he's old? The answer is chadash b'sechshleishem yoyim. New means it was within 30 days. So anyway, a person is still within avelos. There's still a certain element that the person remembers their mace and they're a particular level of avelos. So that person is allowed to be mentioned chol moed. Whereas yashan la'achar shleishem yoyim, old is after 30 days, meaning the person had already died more than 30 days prior. It's already an element of shecha, of forgetting that mace had set in. And if a person is now going to bring up that mace's name on Yom Tov, on Chol Moed, that's going to bring up feelings of sadness, which technically are not allowed to be there because it's already past 30 days. And for sure, on Chol Moed, one's not allowed to bring that up. Now, if on based on top 20, we have a brisa, loy ta'ir isha levyasa b'maid, a woman is allowed to be ma'ir levyasa, her levaya, which means her husband. She's not allowed to bring him up on Chol Moed if he had passed away. And Rav Nachman Rabban Amar, he explains that levyasa, what's this interesting word levyasa, referring to a husband, like it says in the pasuk, Hasidim Ayru Livyasan, those who will inspire over their companions. So Livyasan means their companions, and her companion is her husband. Now another side point, Tanuvi Vibraiso, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Shiyash Labanim, a person shouldn't marry a woman who had children previously, and that's a filu bekever, even if they were already buried, meaning her children had died, he still shouldn't marry her. And Rabbi Yossi explains, why is that? Because of a story that happened, for whatever reason, this woman wanted to get at this new husband of hers, so she went to her deceased child's grave, dug him out, and then blamed her new husband for causing his death. Therefore, a person should have married a woman who already had children. Moving on to Halach Havav, continuing with more discussions about what's allowed to be done on Chol Moed, says Mishnah, Ein Chayfrin Kuchen Kvaris B'Moed, no digging Kuchen and Kvaris on Chol Moed, Aval Mechanches HaKuchen, but one could fix up the Kuchen. Now, what's this referring to? So Kvaris are easy, that's Binyan, that's basically building a burial pot with stone. Now, Kuchen is something that we don't really have nowadays. Back in the day, they used to basically dig underground chambers that are called crypts, and then they had separate rooms known as catacombs, and then they would make niches in the wall, which is basically underground, and then they would bury people in there, and that's what a kuch is. So no digging that on Chol Moed, but if they already had it, they're allowed to be mechanech it, which is fix it up. And we're explaining the Gemara what that means to fix it up. As we discussed, the Mishnah says v'asin nivrechas. One's allowed to make a pool for launderers. There's like a shallow pool for water that launderers would soak the clothing in, and also v'aron im hames b'chatzer. One's allowed to make a coffin for a mace if the mace is in that chatzer, and that's because everyone's going to see that the reason why he's working is for the mace. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Yehuda Asher says elam kin yeshi min asar. That's only if he has boards. If he already has boards, so he's allowed to make the coffin. But if he doesn't have the boards, he's allowed to start from scratch making those boards, even if the mace is in the chatzer. Says the Gemara, Ezu chinuch kvaris. What exactly is this chinuch of kvaris? So Rabbi Yossi bar Niroi Amar, he says, Sade besid means plastering the existing hole with plaster. That's finishing it up. Whereas Chizda Amar, he says, Im hay arach mekatzrei. If this hole, the niche that they had dug for the mace, was too long, and now they have somebody to bury in it, and they realize that they dug out too much, so they can shorten it. Rabbi Shubin Levi Amar, he says, Marach ba mitzah. And if it needs either lengthening or widening, they could do that, but they're not allowed to do both. They could either lengthen it or widen it. Now, Tanur B'chia, he teaches us that no, it could be lengthened and widened, both on this side and on that side, meaning basically anything that needs to be done to fix up this niche in the ground, to be able to put a mace into, not a problem. The mission then said, we clarify, and call Taishav Nikra B'chia. Anything where the water just stays there, it lies stagnant, it's not meant for channeling water from one place to another, that's called a bakia. And as we said, it's basically this shallow pool for the launderers. The water just sits in it, and you're not digging this huge hole. It's really just very shallow, and that's why it's permitted chol moed. We continue. V'arnim ha'mes b'chatzer. Danakama had said the one's allowed to make the arn, he's allowed to make the coffin if the mace is there in the chatzer. And we clarify. Da'at Amar b'mes she'inim mefursam. That's only talking about a mace which is not well known. It's a person who died. People don't really know him. So as long as he's in the chatzer and a person's making the coffin there, it's obvious that the person's working in order to make the mace's coffin. Avol b'meshu mefursam. But this is a well-known mace, isolated Arna Phil Bashuk. We'll let him make a coffin for him, even if it's in the marketplace. Like the following story, Kadamach Rav Chananya Chavrin Rabbanon, Rav Chananya, the colleague of the Rabbanon, was Nifter, of the lay Arn Bashuka. They made him a coffin in the marketplace. The Jesus Christ's Machlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah had said that if a person doesn't have pre-made boards for a coffin, he's allowed to start making boards from fresh. The Tanakhama says that that's okay. However, says the Gemara, Kol Maiden Shulayak Katzloy Arazim, everyone agrees he's allowed to start chopping down cedar trees from the forest. That's not okay. The Kava saw. Similarly, Loyachsev Leavonim, he's also not allowed to start hewing out stones from the mountainside in order to build a kever, which, as we had said, is above ground with stone. Now, let's say Hoychatzuvais, we already have stones that were hewn, that were cut out of the ground, but they need to be chopped down further into smaller pieces. So that, to flog the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, to the same machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda would say no, the Rabbanon would say yes. Moving on to Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, Ve'inais and Nashem Maid, no getting married on Chol Moed, Loi Besulais, Veloi Almanais, not to a Besula, to a woman who's never been married before, or to a widow, also Veloi Miyavmin, no doing Yibum, that's when we have two brothers, one dies without children, the second brother has has a mitzvah to marry the first brother's wife. That's called Yibum. That's not Rabbi Yonachan Omer either. Why is this Menesha Simcha Hiloi? Because it's a simcha for him. And we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly that means. Aval, however, Machzer is Grushasai. A person is allowed to remarry the wife whom he divorced. And that's because it's not necessarily as big as a simcha. Furthermore, Va'isa Isha Tachshita B'Maid. A woman is allowed to do her Tachshitim on Chol HaMoed. And we're going to see in the Gemara what that means. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Isha Loi Tasod. A woman, as part of her Tachshitim, is not allowed to put on Sid, some sort of cream put on the face to remove the hair and give a shine to the skin. And why is that Menesha Nivul Hula? That's because it does make her a little bit novel when she has the cream on her face. Maybe afterwards it makes her look beautiful, but at that time it's considered a little bit repulsive and not proper, and therefore it's not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Einais Anasha Maid. So Shem Barbao says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, why is one not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? B'Mnei Bitul Piriv Revya. Because Bitul Piriv. If a person knows that they're allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, he's not going to get married now because he's going to push it off to Chol HaMoed, either because it's easier, he doesn't have work, also because he could join the Sudas together. Anyway, he has a Suda for Yom Tif, so he could use that as his Chasana Suda, and in the interim, he's not going to be engaged in Puru Revu, having children and populating the world, which is the first mitzvah in the Torah, and therefore he's not going to get married on Chol HaMoed. Now, Bon Kum Rabbi Yossi, as a friend of Rabbi Yossi, Ha Eved Maushisa Maid. What about an Eved, a non-Jewish slave? Is he allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? So Amar Lain, he told them, Nishmina Adal, learn from the following. We have a situation, Misha Chatsu Eved, Chatsu Ben Chayrin. Let's say a person's half Eved, half free. How is that possible? So we have Reuven and Shimon. They own an Eved. They have a partnership in an Eved. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Eved works by Reuven. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday works by Shimon. They have some sort of arrangement. And then one of them frees his ownership of the Eved. That's called half Eved, half Ben Chayrin. And even though originally Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about this, they eventually agree that the one who still has ownership in this Eved has to free him. And that's because this Eved's stuck. He can't marry a Shifcha, a non-Jewish maidservant, because half of him is considered free. And that part of him is a full Yid. However, he can't marry a Jewish woman because half of him is still an Eved. Now, why is that done? So, Rav Shem Barva, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, B'nei Bitul Piri Rivya, because that caused a loss of Puri Revu. Hadam this clearly tells us, Sh'Eved Mitzvah or Puri Rivya, that Eved has a Chiyuv of Puri Revu to populate the world. We see from this whole discussion that if the master would not have freed him and he's still 100% Eved, then he definitely should get married to a Shifcha and engage in Puri Revu. And so we see that even for an Eved, this is important. V'chol Shu Mitzvah Puri Rivya, also Elisa Maid, and anyone who's a Mitzvah Puri Revu, they have a Chiyuv to populate the world, it's also to get married on Chol HaMoed. Do we have another reason why one's not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? Rav Ila quotes Rav Blazer b'shem Rav Chanina al shem she'in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That's because we're not allowed to mix one simcha and another. Right now we're holding Chol HaMoed. We're in the middle of Yom Tov, and a person's supposed to be misameach on that Yom Tov with that Yom Tov. He's not supposed to be mixing another simcha of the chasana, and that's why I can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Rav Blah shem alam anada. Rav Blah learns the source for this from the following pasuk in regards to Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash by Shlomo Melech. What does it tell us? Ki Chanukah's Hamizbeach asu shivas yamim v'chag shivas yamim. They did the Chanukah's Hamizbeach, the inauguration of Mizbeach, which is really Beis Hamikdash, for 7 days, and then Sukkot for 7 days. In other words, inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash took place 7 days before Sukkot, and then there was another 7 days of Sukkot. Now, why'd they have to do that? Why don't they just have the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot? And instead of having 14 days, you have 7 days of celebration. We clearly see from here, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Zayin Amar Alfa on top, we continue. Rav Yaakov Bar-Acha Shem Olam Anada, he learns from the following. The Pasuk tells us, Ma'alei Shivu Azois, finish this week. What's this referring to? So we know that when Yaakov came to Lavan and he wanted to marry Rachel, he was tricked and he ended up marrying Leah instead. So Yaakov told Lavan, what's going on over here? You promised me Rachel. He said, not a problem, I'll give you Rachel, but Ma'alei Shavu Azois, finish this week, finish the Sheva Brachas, and then I'll let you marry Rachel. The question is, why did he do that? Why didn't he just say, you know what, marry Rachel right now, and then we'll have Sheva Brachas? Must be, in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the first he marries Leah, and then Rachel. Now we have another answer, Avosu B'Shem Lazar, B'nei Tairach. That's because of Tairach. Preparing for a Chasana is extremely tedious, it takes a lot of work, a lot of preparation, and we're not allowed to do Tircha on Chol HaMoed, as we've been learning previously. Even if Mork is Mutter, if it's Tircha Yaseir, it's Aser, so that's how one's allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, one is allowed to arrange a schedule and get married Erev Yom Tov. And here he's not waiting for Chol HaMoed, he's getting married Erev Yom Tov. This is not any problem for Blazer either, who has said that one's allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because of Tircha. That's going to end up being too much work on Chol HaMoed. You might say it's a problem here, even getting married Erev Yom Tov, because there's Sheva Brachas which go into Yom Tov and into Chol HaMoed, so he's going to end up being Tireach. And the reason why that's not a problem, as our Rabbi explains, is because Alas Kalasa Nafkas Terchusa, once the Kala goes, the Tircha has went. In other words, the main tircha, the main preparation, the main challenge and hardship is preparing for that first day for the chasana itself, but after the chasana, the sheva brachas, that's not considered tircha, and therefore that would be permitted on Chol HaMoed. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue discussing the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day!